We're so looking forward to all of your deaths.
Hello, Abraham. I've been so fortunate in the past couple years to experience some extreme contrast to get me to a point 6 months ago of being guided to your teachings. And it's been a wonderful journey of reconnection, no longer that extreme emptiness, loneliness of separation that I felt for so long. I am
Loneliness and separation are the same thing, aren't they?
Yes, they are, very much so. And
Separation's too strong a word. We use it, but it's too strong because you can't be separated.
Okay. It's been wonderful, and I find I'm listening to you every night when I go to sleep, and as much as I can in my waking hours. And this amazing trip is just beyond anything I could have imagined. It's wonderful. Yet there's a little part of me that is, I don't want to say that, okay, is wondering about the contrast of going back into this life that is still largely in the physical being a default existence. Parts have manifested, like wonderful parts of things that I've put into my little rockets of desires, but some of the bigger ones have not yet appeared. And so coming from this extreme high of this experience now, going back to this physical existence where I live, there's a bit of uneasiness thinking about that. And I'm wondering if from your perspective, if there's any words of guidance or wisdom that you could impart.
Well, the thing that you haven't heard, we've said it a few times, but you haven't heard it, so we're going to slow it down and really say it in a way you can hear it. We know that when life causes you to clearly identify that you want things, and you've not only not seen those things come to fruition, but you can't even clearly see a path of how they will come. We know that those desires, especially those strong, strong, strong desires, feel uncomfortable. They sort of beat you up. And it's the same story as saying, I want to go over there, but in the meantime, let's say over there is 500 miles away or 5,000 miles away. As I want to go over there and I'm over here, if I let my awareness of the distance between where I am and where I want to be what's dominant within me, I'm going to be unhappy almost all the way there. And we talked about this vortex and how the closer you get to it, then the more exhilarating it is. And we want you to understand that the expanse between being over here far away from the vortex and being right up on the edge of it where it starts to feel exciting is just a few days of deliberate thinking away. In other words, we want you to begin saying things like, I do enjoy the journey. I am having fun along the way. Because so often, so many of our physical friends say, I'm standing over here and I want to be over there. And we'll say, well, what's it like over there? And they will tell us they don't know because they're over here. And we'll say, well, try to define what you think it will feel like over there. And often they won't even try because they are so engulfed in what's over here. And we don't want you to feel bad about being engulfed in what's over here because it's logical that you would be. Law of attraction holds you to some extent where you are because where you are is how you feel and how you feel is what you think and what you think is what you vibrate and what you vibrate is what you attract and what you attract is what you notice and what you notice is what you feel and what you feel is where you're vibrating is what you're attracting and what you're attracting. In other words, it feels like a cycle that's hard to break out of, but it isn't hard to break out of it gradually. It's just impossible to break out of it suddenly and all at once. That's what our first friend was talking about. In other words, he was somewhere in the vibrational proximity of this swirling vortex. So even though he wasn't really up to speed with what was going on there, he was close enough up to speed that with a little bit of emphasis, he got drawn into the exhilarating feeling of it and then didn't know quite what to do with it, but it sure felt better to him than being on the outside of it. And that's what we want you to begin focusing on and imagining. We want you to know, because we know it with everything that we are.